comfortable.
Yeah.
Phone seat's comfortable.
That's right.
Oh yes, we're heading out in a tinny. Life jackets on. We're not really going too fast. It's a fair day for fishing. But that's not the aim, because we'll be back on land in a tick. On a wee island in northern Tasmania's biggest estuary, Egg Island. It's just under a hectare all up, and too small for farming, and neglected, it's become home for a patchwork of weeds. Hello, I'm Rose Grant, and I'm in the mid-reaches of the Tamar. Dennis Gasly from Tamar NRM's organised this trip, and the tools and the paperwork. And it's easy to see why. There are large bushes of bone seed with hectic yellow flowers that, well, even from this distance you can't miss.
I trust you enjoyed your journey.
The mission today is to seek and destroy, and no ticket of leave till it's done.
Okay, I'd like to make your way to the pointy part of the boat.
Yes, welcome. Hello, Rose, how are you?
Very well, how are you?
Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike, how are you?
Yes, sorry.
Every weed known to man, eh?
Oh, not quite. There's lots of blackberry.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, let's go for a walk. We were under the impression that there was an eradication effort about 10 years ago, but that one obviously got missed. We didn't know what we were expecting, and we all came with handsaws and loppers, and when we found that, I drove back home and got my chainsaw. So we've come more prepared this year, we know what to expect.
We've just walked from one end to the other, it hasn't taken 5 minutes.
Yeah, roughly. I think it's about 120 metres long and about 60 metres wide, and its closest point to shore it wouldn't be more than 150 metres off Hillwood.
Then that's not enough of a barrier for all of these, well, mostly agricultural weeds, aren't they?
Yeah, lots of grass. Some of it's actually reasonably productive pasture if it was in a paddock. Lots of cockfoot, lots of three-cornered garlic, lots of blackberries. And the reason that we're here is the bone seed. Bone seed is a Zone A weed in the region, which means that it's targeted for eradication.
And that's the aim?
That's the aim. So the site's managed by Parks and Wildlife, and we have a couple of people from Parks here today. They've donated a boat to get us here and a couple of staff for the day. And since the effort that we've made with the volunteers here, they are starting to talk about possibly doing a more comprehensive rectification or restoration of the site, which is great.
Can you introduce me to the team? AJ down there in the boat?
Yeah, AJ. Anthony Timmerman is our ranger who drives our boat. So he's been kind enough to come down for the day to get us across here. And we've got Jane from the Trevallon site. We've also got Mandy Smith from the Department of Primary Industries and Michael Black from NRM North.
So how much do you reckon we can get done today?
So this is the second visit, and we had a larger crew here last year, and we did about two-thirds of the island. I'm hoping that we'll be able to get the last third done. It's probably not quite at a stage where we can say we've completely covered the island, but certainly have reduced most of the seeding plants on the island at the end of the day. Yeah.
I'd better then go and grab some loppers because I haven't got my chainsaw ticket.
No, that's all right. I've got my chainsaw ticket, and Jane and Anthony both have their ticket as well. So we've got plenty of people that can use a chainsaw.
Well, there's plenty of work to go around.
I suppose probably the other thing I should mention is that community over at Hillwood have been making a real effort to eradicate bone seed. And because the weed is distributed by birds, it has been a source of reseeding those sites that they've been working hard at. So that's the main reason that we're trying to make the extra effort to get out here once a year.
Fantastic. Well, today's the day. Now's the time. Let's go to it, Dennis.
Great.
That one's done. Oh, and that one's dead.
There's a few in there.
Nearly.
Yay! The last bone seed bush.
Exactly. I'm Mandy Smith from Department of Primary Industries.
Not your average day?
No, not my average day, but it's been a lovely day. I've been very productive. You can obviously see where we've been and what kind of impact we've made.
Countless bits of bone seed.
Definitely, definitely.
I've just seen another one. I thought we were into the last one. There I was thinking I was making a radio program. That
That's it, isn't it?
That's it.
How about that? You got the honour of taking out the last one.
How do you feel?
I think it's a dubious honour.
I think it's a great honour. It's a good job. Well done.
Well done. Well done us.
Now it's just going to be a matter of keeping an eye on it and maintaining it and hopefully keeping it down and off the island. That'd be great.
Yeah, I guess there'll be a few seedlings come back in a year's time and there'll be little plants 6 to 12 inches high.
There will be, but they'll be a lot easier to get out than trying to tackle them as we've done. Combine that with the blackberries and it can make it quite a bad environment. It can make it a harsh environment for anything that's on the island, so, yeah.
It's, in its own way, a beautiful environment, though. What sort of things, apart from barrenseed and blackberries, have you seen today?
Oh, we've got some native cherries around, which are really exciting to see because they're really good to just have them on your little islands, your native areas and that sort of thing. And well, of course, we've all been excited about seeing that wallaby. I don't know where he's gone. He's probably he's probably taken off or hiding somewhere. He's probably taken refuge. But yeah, there's still some nice trees on here, so it's all good. So once we can clear it, it'd be nice to clear it and just maybe repopulate with more natives. That would be nice.
Just a little bit of encouragement for what's wanting to happen.
Yeah, and sort of, you know, edge out a few of the weedy species. So that'd be really nice. That's what I'd like to see happen. It's like with anybody with their own backyard weeds. It's just getting into a management cycle where, you know, you tackle your weeds. You may have to do a big job first up, but there's always maintenance to follow up with. It's like anyone owning a home. There's always maintenance to follow up with. So, yeah, it's just getting that kind of mindset and getting that, you know, regular maintenance, I think, more than anything.
And getting here.
Yes, and we're getting here too. That's the other little problem we have, but I think we've done all right today.
I didn't
have to swim, that's a good thing.
I think I can hear the boat bumping there and it must be getting tight. We should pack up. Thank you.
I think so. That'd be great. Thanks very much for your help.